You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Welcome aboard as we take it through a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me coming up in just a moment. It's a Thursday. That means Mr. Andrew on the other side of the glass here today. And think that you over there. It's dark over there again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are over there. Hello.
I'm over here. Yeah. Hello.
Good to see. Hope you're having a good Thursday.
Yeah, it's been all right.
How can you not enjoy it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous outside.
Absolutely. I know four people that played golf today.
I was out delivering posters for our sister station, and I saw kids in shorts and just...
Well, that's not unusual. No matter the temperature, they're in shorts.
Right. But, like, this was middle of the day, shorts, T-shirt. Like, it was like it was almost summer weather, but it's not. At all outside.
Here's the big question. Mark Dukes on the back porch, are you wearing shorts today? You are a shorts when it gets warmer guy.
I wear shorts 365, Scott. maybe not outside, but that's my preference. Good afternoon to you and Andrew, and hope everybody's having a great day, everyone out there. And kind of an interesting show today with Kevin Lehman. Talking about some basketball and a smattering of other stuff.
Yeah, a smattering. Yeah. If you were outside today, would you have shorts on?
I was outside today. I'm trying to get my eyesight back as I had my eyes dilated today. But no, I didn't wear shorts to the appointment.
Okay, so it's not quite that warm out there yet, but we're gaining. Did you know anybody playing golf today?
I did not. No.
Okay, I know four people that played golf today.
Well, you know crazy people.
No, I think you could have done it today. It would have been okay. Played in a lot worse than this. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. Like to pick up the phone and give us a call. That is also 319-366-1600. Coming your way at 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Matt Fairfax says over 40 degrees is shorts weather. I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah, I'm not either. I've lived in Florida for a year, and even when it got there, I was in pants because it was just that it was still cold. Even though you're down in Florida in the South.
Well, Floridians, when I have been down there, if it's high 50s, low 60s, they act like it's 20 degrees.
Yeah, they do. I didn't right away, but eventually I did. I was like, no, this is freezing.
Yeah, they're a warm-blooded group down there. We got a lot to cover on the program today. As Mark mentioned, Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. Our Off the Glass segment, which is always brought to you by Chris Lehman with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City, handling not only Iowa City, but up and down the corridor as well. We'll talk some hoops coming up in just a little bit, but a lot to get to prior to that here, Mark. Some interesting things popping up today, up and down the line, concerning football. And, yeah, even a little bit of baseball, although this is kind of, it's out there. Let's just say that. It is out there. It's probably, well, it's not going to come to fruition, but it was just nice to see this. And we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Let's start with football, though. This coming down from Dan Hope of 11 Warriors. Writes basically for covering the national champion, the Ohio State University Buckeyes. You know, everyone's favorite $21 million college football team. Well, anyway, they're in the search mark, as you know, for a defensive coordinator because Jim Knowles left Ohio State to go to Penn State. Depending on who you talk to, he was either hired away by Penn State or poached by Penn State, depending on what side of the street you are on. At any rate, Ohio State needs a new defensive coordinator. And, of course, we've been dealing with coaching lists as of late over the last week and a half. Well, Ohio State has put together a defensive coordinator list. And lo and behold, who pops up on this particular list but Iowa's Phil Parker. The defensive coordinator has done such a great job with the Iowa defense over the last many, many years. So an interesting, again, these are just lists. I don't know how much merit is going to come of this, but he's on a list.
It's a list not dissimilar to the list that of head coaching candidates for Iowa football and basketball that have pop up from time to time, even when the job isn't open. This one happens to be open. And I read the list of names that this site put out. 11 names are ranging from current assistants to, guys that, are prime candidates and others that were, deserve a call. And Parker fell in the latter category. One of those guys that was considered a good candidate, John Heacock from Iowa State. He is among the 11 listed as well. And why would either one go to Ohio State? Well, you're probably going to deal with an upgrade in talent. And no question about it. Parker is 61. Heacock is 64. At their age, which is not old, because Knowles went from Ohio State to Penn State, he's 59. So similar age. Is it money? Knowles was paid $2.2 million at Ohio State. He got a raise to $3.1 million at Penn State. And he's got incentives to make maybe up to $4 million. Parker made $1.9 million last year. Heacock, 1.2. So you would think, I'm guessing, Ohio State's coordinator position is going to be $2.5 million anyway, if not three. So if you're interested in money, certainly it's going to be a pay raise. But there's so many other considerations for Parker, Heacock, and the others.
You mentioned age. Chip Kelly is 61, the offensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes. I'm not sure Chip Kelly is going to be back. As of right now, he is still the offensive coordinator for Ohio State. But if something pops up coaching-wise, head coaching-wise, Chip Kelly's name is going to be out there. He's obviously got a good pedigree from his days at Oregon, not so much with his days at UCLA and other stops. But it could happen. It could happen. And I said this to others that were asking my opinion about this whole possibility anyway. And it's, well, I think it's far-fetched, but the Ohio State University usually gets what they want. If they want, and they are zeroing in on Heacock or Parker, then chances are they're going to go after them hard. Now, I don't know if that is going to be the case. Parker's got Ohio ties. Obviously, he is from Lorain, Ohio. And Jim Heacock, Heacock also in there from Ohio as well, coached with Matt Campbell back there. So they both have Ohio ties. I'm sure that helped to compile that list. It's far-fetched, but I don't know. Is it far-fetched out there? What do you think? 319-366-1600. If you're an Iowa or an Iowa State fan, are you worried some, worried a lot, disinterested in this? Is it just a rumor on the always moving rumor mill? I don't know. What do you think? What do you think?
I think Cyclone Tim nailed it, and I think he was talking about both Heacock and Parker. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but Tim says it's a compliment to be on that list. And I totally agree. It's a reason Matt Campbell is mentioned for a lot of positions these days. There's a reason that at one time Kirk Ferentz was mentioned for positions in the NFL and elsewhere. Houston, you know, Heacock and Parker may have already received plenty of offerings from other schools. So many factors weigh in. Are you comfortable in Ames? Are you comfortable in Iowa if you're Heacock or Parker? Your family situation. Does money mean a whole lot to you? Does winning a national championship mean everything to you? So, and everybody's different in that regard.
The grass isn't always greener on the other side of the street, Mark, as we all know. Whether whatever form in life you are going through, if you are of a certain age anyway, yeah, there's going to be a lot more talent at Ohio State, but there's going to be a lot more expectations on what you do. They weren't happy until they won a national championship. They won't be happy next year in Columbus unless they repeat with the national championship. And that's just the way it works with Blue Bloods. And that's going to be the way it is for Ohio State next year. Michigan certainly didn't want to have the season that they did after they won the national championship, although they beat Ohio State. And don't think that they are ever going to forget that that happened this year. It is a compliment to be on that list. There's not a lot of fire with this right now, but I think it may bear watching.
Well, let's be clear. This is not an Ohio State University, or I'm sorry, the Ohio State
University. There you go, the Ohio State.
It's one person's list, maybe in consultation with colleagues. You would assume that someone who writes on this particular website has connections to Ohio State. Anybody can make a list. And this guy did, and create some conversation. I mean, Luke Fickell is on the list. He's got a job, right? A head coaching job. But he's on the list. Same category as in this particular article as Phil Parker. So be that as it may.
I can't see Luke Fickell going back to Ohio State and being their defensive coordinator again. That's just me. Now, if Luke Fickell, and as Greg and Epworth would probably attest to, if he has another season like last fall, Luke Fickell is not going to be the head coach of the University of Wisconsin Badgers. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, 6056 in the text line says, I'd be shocked if Phil went or did anything until Kirk Ferentz retires. And Matt and Fairfax on the same wavelength right there. I'd be very surprised if Phil left. He's had multiple chances, and he's always been loyal to Iowa. Agree. But this is the Scarlet and Gray. The national again, champions.
It depends on the individual. Back when Hayden Fry was coaching at Iowa, it didn't seem possible that Barry Alvarez or Dan McCarney would leave that staff. They were, you know, Alvarez came out of the Iowa high school ranks and had a great position at Iowa. McCarney played at Iowa and was coaching at Iowa. And they both ended up leaving because they, for various reasons, head coaching jobs attracted them. I don't know. I wouldn't describe going from Iowa or Iowa State to Ohio State as a lateral move. I think it'd be a move up. But my point is everybody has different feelings in their head about what motivates them. You know what, a career path they want to take. Are they comfortable where they're at?
Yeah. Rod on the text line says, definitely makes me nervous. Think of what the records of the recent Iowa teams would be around 500 without Norm Parker. And Gene and Vinton asks, do you think there's an agreement that when Kirk retires, he will be the head coach? They only know that myself. No, I don't think that is the case. If I had to, you know, right now, knee-jerk reaction, No, I don't think that is the chain of command. Based on the fact that when Kirk did not coach this year in one game, that it was not Parker that was the interim head coach at that particular time. So,
tough loss, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get into replacements for Kirk Ferentz or Matt Campbell, either one. I just recall that when Hayden Fry resigned, Kirk Ferentz was the last guy I thought about, and that's 25 years ago.
True. You had that list of Barry Alvarez and others. How about, I mean, when no one thought Bill Snyder was ever going to leave either.
Yeah, right.
And especially going to, you know, it was football purgatory back in the day in Manhattan, Kansas, at Kansas State. And all he did, I think it turned out pretty good. When you have your name on the stadium, Mark, I think it turned out good.
He revived the program twice.
Yeah, he did.
And yeah, it turned out quite well.
Did all right. Although it's Bill Snyder Family Stadium down there in Manhattan. 319-366-1600-1345 says Hawk fans hoped and prayed Campbell would leave. Now it's Iowa State's turn to return the favor. Man. Hey, Phil Parker is very, very well thought of. In fact, both Iowa and Iowa State's coordinators, defensive coordinators, are very well thought of around the country in the college football ranks. So let's hope they stay here for a while and conclude their careers here. I think we can all agree on that. 322, so that is what is happening in the football world off the football field. Got to get to this, Mark, before we get to our Emels Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emels on First Avenue Southeast. In Cedar Rapids, saw this coming down earlier today, and it's, you could put this under the, yeah, it's a neat thought, but is this ever going to happen situation? And that is probably no, that is going to not be the case, but, you know, it's a lot of interesting speculation here. And without getting in, we're not getting into politics or anything like that, but this this particular piece of legislation was brought up today as far as I believe the Iowa House is concerned.
Yeah, a bill was introduced by a House member named Skylar Wheeler, who represents the far northwest county in Iowa. He's a former really good college baseball player at Northwestern College, but he introduced a bill to have the Board of Regents bring back Iowa State and Northern Iowa baseball. And I'm with you. I don't think this is going anywhere. I think it's interesting. I think it's a cool thing for Wheeler to do, but I don't think it's going to you know, it's going to fall on deaf ears by and large. Iowa State hasn't had baseball since 2001, and UNI has been without a team since 2009. That's quite a long time, and in the climate of college athletics today, highly unlikely, but interesting nonetheless. I would love it.
I would love it too. And I mean, it's not just as easy as throwing the, you know, buying some uniforms, et cetera, and saying, all right, let's go get them. You've got all, I mean, coaches, you've got recruiting budgets, you've got travel budgets, not to mention Title IX situations there by adding a sport after a sport has been dropped. So, I mean, this is just not as easy as, you know, saying in 2 weeks, yeah, let's play baseball. I mean, look at a very good example is Mount Mercy right now adding their football program. I mean, they're not even going to play for a couple years. It's going to take that long at an NAIA school. Just think about adding baseball to a power conference school and how long that is going to take in NCAA Division I, Big 12, and as well as the Missouri Valley. So, I'm with you. It's a very, very nice thought, but it's not going to happen.
And you can look it up. By the way, Iowa State has, maybe you and I as well, Iowa State has a highly successful club team.
They do.
It has made it to the Club National World Series, I think, multiple times. There is baseball on campus, just not an intercollegiate sport. And Iowa State and you and I both were very successful in baseball. Of course, Rick Heller came from UNI and very competitive in the Missouri Valley. And Iowa State had some very nice teams.
I believe UNI also has a club baseball team.
I knew Iowa State did.
Yeah. And they still play at Cap Tim Field for Iowa State. Last I knew, anyway. If that is not the case and somebody out there knows and is listening, please let us know that at 319-366-1600. But there's no UNI's former baseball field is now not even there anymore. Andrews is agreeing. Not there anymore.
No, it wasn't there when...
It wasn't that good to begin with.
Well, I was going to say, I don't... For my time while I was at UNI, I don't think I think the baseball field was long gone before even got there in 2014. So
it's been gone for a long time. I don't even want to speculate how long.
They dropped the sport in 2009. So
yeah,
I didn't even know we didn't have a baseball team until today when y'all were started talking about it.
Well, I believe they played at Riverfront Stadium in the last few years of UNI baseball. I believe that was the case. I'd have to go back and double check that, but I believe they played where the Waterloo Bucks and formerly the Waterloo minor league baseball team played back in the day. So the old UNI baseball field was over by the Uni Dome, and I think it got overtaken by a practice field or a parking lot.
It's either a big parking lot or one they use for like a club soccer thing.
Something like that. Or the new Cedar Falls High School.
But yeah.
Which is right west of the Uni Dome now, if you have not been up there. Cap Tim's Field is still there where Iowa State played baseball. Most of the grandstands are gone. The amenities are gone. But the playing field is still there in Ames. So, yeah. Great players, Mark, have come through those two programs like you talked about.
Yeah, a good friend of ours, Kurt Woods, from Cedar Rapids Prairie, and worked with Kurt at the Gazette, and great athlete at Prairie, and he was either on the last team at Iowa State or one of the last at Iowa State, and I've talked to him multiple times about that situation. But while it'd be great, Skyler Wheeler, it's kind of a pie-in-the-sky type thing. Don't know his motivation in introducing this bill, but... I thought it was interesting, as you did.
Let's get the Big Four basketball back first. That'd be a lot easier. 319-366-1600. What a great segue to Kevin Lehman, the coach. He'll be coming up here in just a little bit, Mark. But first, we got to get it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. They're open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. And they feature a bar with a huge menu of comfort food for all ages. And stop on by. They've got curbside pickup and delivery as well. What do we got on the scoreboard this afternoon?
Mark it down, Scott. Kalen Clark will return again to Carver Hawkeye Arena on Sunday, May 4th, when the Indiana Fever will play a WNBA exhibition game against the Brazilian national team. Tickets to the 5 o'clock game will be sold through the University of Iowa, with details announced at a later date. Speaking of Clark's friends, McDonald's has announced a new menu offering named after WNBA player Angel Reese. The Angel Reese meal is a barbecued bacon quarter pounder with cheese with a special barbecue sauce. Rory McIlroy notched a hole-in-one today in the first round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. McIlroy's wedge on the 119-yard 15th hole at Spyglass Hill hit the pin and dropped into the hole. It was his second career PGA Tour ace. The top two teams in Division III wrestling clash tonight as number two Wartburg hosts number one Augsburg. First match is 7 p.m. on the Iowa Public Television Network. And Scott, a day we remember well, 25 years ago, a Cedar Rapids alum named Kurt Warner led the Rams to a Super Bowl victory over the Tennessee Titans.
How about that?
Warner passed for 414 yards and two touchdowns in that game.
Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner.
Yep.
From Cedar Rapids Regis. Yeah, it's been 25 years. By the way, how long till the outrage starts that Angel Reese got a meal named after? Caitlin Clark does not. Oh, my gosh. The latest as the world turns in the world of the WNBA. 319-366-1600, 1900. Thank you. Confirming Iowa State Baseball Club still plays at Cap-Tim Field in Ames. Speaking of Iowa State, big one in women's basketball tonight. They will be at number 11, Kansas State at Bramlage tonight down in the Little Apple, Manhattan. We'll have it at 7 o'clock for you right here on 1600 ESPN. We'll talk some basketball when we return. Coach Kevin Lehman joins us after this here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there's going to be clouds building on in for the rest of the day. Temperatures will still manage to climb into the 50s, and we'll have some spotty showers moving in during the late afternoon and evening. Rain will become more widespread overnight and will persist into Friday morning. Temperatures will stay above freezing, but there could be a brief period of a wintry mix in spots. Little impact expected on the streets. Temperatures will climb into the 40s tomorrow as the rain moves out and the sun comes out. That's your latest Weather First forecast.
Brand Camp, where businesses build their brand.
The sun peaks over the horizon. Nature begins to awaken. The rooster crows. And your alarm sounds a screeching tone that jolts you from your slumber. Your heart starts pumping and you reach to put an end to the horrid noise by hitting the snooze button. But you have placed the alarm clock far enough away that it requires you to get out of bed. As your feet hit the ground and you sit upright, you scream out in agony. Oh, my back. Notice that you didn't wake up saying, I need a new mattress. Your focus was on the problem, not the solution. Hey, I'm Stacey Dayball. What solutions do you offer to your customers? Are you telling them how you can help in a way that actually catches their attention? You need a transformation from KZIA. Let us add more customers through a proven system that finally breaks through and get your business famous for what you do. Join me April 8th at 8 a.m. for Brand Camp at the African American Museum. To register, go to KZIA.com, go to the Brandsformation tab at the top of the page, and sign up there. I can't wait to see you.
Are you an outside salesperson stuck in a job taking you nowhere? Do you know you could be doing better if given the right opportunity? Hi, this is Jim Lobato, General Sales Manager for 1600 ESPN. We're looking for the right person to join our sales team. If you're a President's Club caliber salesperson with a track record of success, our fun, fast-paced, creative environment might be a perfect fit for you. Use your talents where there's no cap on your income or limits on your success. Isn't it time you started getting paid what you're worth?
Call 1600 ESPN or email jim@kzia.com. Equal opportunity employer.
It's playoff time, and you can take full advantage by winning some cash playing daily fantasy football on Sleeper Picks. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats, and you can win up to 1,000 times your money. And now, Sleeper has a special offer. New users just have to play $5 to get $55 in free entries. Download the Sleeper app today and use code SCORE and get $55 in free entries when you play $5. That's code SCORE. Must be at least 18 years old. Promo code, location, and other restrictions apply. Minimum deposit, $25. See terms of use for details. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-426-2537 for help.
We expect our information in real time. US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 888-665-0696 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check as easy as... That's 888-665-0696.
I'm Chris Shooter Lehman. The nickname has followed me from my college basketball days. A lifelong Iowa City resident and the youngest of nine, I've been involved in real estate for the past 25 years. I have extensive experience in both residential and income investment property. That gives me a definite edge in guiding you through today's changing market. I will guide you through the process and you can make informed decisions.
Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. Email shooter at edge-realtygroup.com.
3:35, we're back on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Iowa State women's basketball Cyclones at number 11, Kansas State. Big one for the Iowa State women tonight. We'll have it at 7 o'clock with the pregame, 7:35 with the tip-off right here on 1600 ESPN. It is time for our Off the Glass segment. Each Thursday, it is brought to you proudly by Chris Lehman with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City. Not only serving Iowa City, but up and down the corridor as well. And as usual, for the coach, Kevin Lehman, Chris always comes up with a goodie in passing the ball to his big brother. I can't wait to hear. First of all, I'm not going to ask. We know we celebrated your birthday last week. I don't think it's fair that you have to say your age, which he wants you to. So I'm going to respectfully pass on that part of it. But the question today is, ask why the ticket manager in 1990 at UNI got fired for the 23,000 in the Dome when Iowa took on UNI.
Well, I'll tell you this. I am 12 years older than Chris Shooter Lehman, so that's as far as I'm going to go as my age. But I think Mark Dukes and I are pretty close together in that age category.
That's all we'll ask, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, the Unidome. That was that game. You guys remember that thing. It was a long time ago, but we sold 23,000 tickets. It's the first time Iowa had been in Cedar Falls since, like, 1916 to play a basketball game, and they were ranked – I think they're top 15 when they came in there. Scott and Mark, we could have sold 30,000 tickets to that game. A little different than what we're seeing today as far as fan attendance. But the fire marshal stepped in and wouldn't let us do it. But here's the interesting part that Brother Chris was talking about. I invited every high school coach in the state of Iowa to come, and I had about 75 or 80 coming. I had about 10 recruits coming. And I go down to the ticket office, which is right below our basketball and football offices, to get the tickets. And the guy looked at me and goes, I don't have any left. I'm like, there's 23,000 people coming. You saved no tickets for my group? And so I walk back up stunned, and Eld Miller goes down. I'm going to go get my tickets for his friends. And I said, Coach, there's none left. He goes, what do you mean there's none left? I said, there are no tickets left. He goes, there's 23,000. He comes walking up with his chin down. He goes, there's no tickets left. So when Bob Bolsey went to get his first boosters, that's when people started losing their jobs. He literally had no tickets left. And Jim Egli ran the Dome. He's a good friend of mine. We started putting folding chairs by the end of the court, and we making labels X row, XX row, YY. And I took the coaches, guys, and we put them up in the press box on the east side of the Unidome, popcorn machine, Coke machine, hooked up TVs. They loved it because they watched replays. Found out later that was an NCAA violation, because it was preferential seating, because we had gave them pop and popcorn. Yeah, that was a story that day. I tell you, and it was January 2nd, guys. It was like a day like today. It was like 60 degrees out. It was an unbelievable day. And, lead off a sports bet on that night. But 23,000 people at Dome. But not enough tickets for Bob Bowles' boosters and for my recruits.
Times have changed.
Privileged to cover that game, Kevin. I was at courtside, and I know you were on Eldon Miller's bench, but looking back at those teams, it didn't really end up very well for Iowa, but wow, what a year. Maybe one of the most memorable in UNI history. Went to the NCAA tournament, won the conference tournament, went to the second round. That had to be a complete joy.
Well, when you talk about, my high points in broadcasting or coaching, that's certainly one of them, along with that win over Missouri. But what it did, Mark and Scott, it took you and I, which had been a Division II program, probably, I think they did a transition like 1982, then Randy Kreinbrink came in. But they'd never had a winning season in college in Division I basketball. And then that team got things going. It got the attention across the state. That was the leadoff game for SportsCenter that night when we beat Iowa. But it really put Northern Iowa basketball on the map. And that team got Northern Iowa the invitation to the Missouri Valley Conference, or else who knows what league they might be in now. The Summit, the Horizon, I'm not sure, but certainly had some great benefits in the long run for Northern Iowa basketball.
That was, you were in the AMQ8, right?
The old MidCon, yeah. We had a battle with Tony Bennett at Green Bay. Missouri State was in it and left the year before us. Remember Mouse McFadden in Cleveland State?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were in it. Those were always fun trips to watch those guys. That's another story I got to tell you, going in to play Cleveland State with Mouse McFadden.
We'll save that one. And it's a great day.
That's next week's story, because that's a really good one.
It's a great day when you can mention the pride of Paulina, Iowa, Randy Kreinbrink. So,
I tell you what, that dude, was he a great player?
He could shoot it.
Yeah.
He could shoot it.
He can still shoot today. I played golf with him. He can hit a golf ball a long way. Just a great, great athlete.
No doubt. Iowa, good, decent first half against Ohio State, and then it all just fell apart, and yet another ugly road loss for the Hawkeyes, and we've seen this movie play out before. Now a little time off before some real tough home games against Purdue and Wisconsin.
I tell you what, guys, this is good timing for the Hawks. If you're playing really well, this is the standpoint from when I coached. You didn't want time off. You were just, hey, let's play games. If you're struggling, you get a week off like this. It's great for your team mentally, physically, emotionally, getting back on track. You get a lot of individual meetings, individual workouts before you have to start putting your game plan together for Purdue. So I think it'll re-energize this Iowa team, but boy, they got a lot of work to do, guys. Still looking for those quad one wins. You got Purdue coming in who's playing well. I think this is a team that just, when they go on the road, don't shoot well. It's just disaster waiting to happen because they just don't defend well enough on the road. If they don't shoot it well, Dix with 0 points at Ohio State. Harding didn't score. That's rare when Josh Dix, who I think we've all agreed is maybe their best all-around player, comes out with a goose egg.
I think right now, Kevin, my opinion is that this team will not make any tournament, and that includes the Big Ten tournament. And what would that mean if the Iowa Hawkeyes were one of the three left out?
I tell you what, that is the kiss of death, because we mentioned the old AMQ. We jumped in the Valley. The Valley had 10 teams, but only 8 went to the tournament. And Eldon Miller said, hey, you got to include all 10 teams, because the two guys that don't get in, those two programs, those coaches are going to get fired every year. It just creates fodder to get that coach ousted. So when I saw the Big Ten doing this, Mark, I'm like, oh, watch out, because you're in those bottom three. That is going to be real trouble with your fan base, with your administration. I don't think Iowa's going to fall that low. You've got a Minnesota team that's playing a little bit better. Fred Hoiberg's team, I don't know, they fell off the map there. But certainly that would not be good. And remember Tom Davis, he had an NIT game. I think they're playing like Georgia Tech, and nobody showed up. That was kind of the end of his reign, too, because the NIT was just – I remember that game, like 3,000 people came to an NIT game, and that was the end of the regime for Dr. Tom.
Well, that's kind of the way it's been this year, unfortunately. A little bit more than 3,000, but
– Yeah, there's some parallels, though, Scott, because you got a new AD. If you're coaching, that new AD comes in, that's always a concern if your team's struggling and you're struggling with your fan base.
Yeah. I got to ask you, were you ever, I'm sure you have, as many years as you coached, you were in a position that T.J. Otzelberger was in on Monday night at about 11:40 Central Time when Caleb Love let loose on a 55-foot shot in desperation at the buzzer, and it goes in. Did you ever have one of those?
Many. And here's the backstory of that one. When I was at Northern Iowa, at Dowling, we had a three-point line a year before college did. So when I joined the staff with Eldon, he asked, what do you got to do? I said, well, you got to be able to make a three. When you're down three, you have to be able to defend the three and switch everything. And you got to be willing to foul with 5 seconds left. And Eldon goes, oh, we'll never do that. About the third time, Scott, somebody threw one in. It went into overtime. He looked at me and said, we're going to do it your way now. We're going to foul up three, 5 seconds or less.
It hurts. It was a gut punch to Iowa State.
Yeah.
For the game, didn't really, damage the Cyclones that much. They're still 6 in the net, 2 behind league leader Houston at the present time. But, you know, other than that, okay for what happened anyway down in Tucson.
I think if you're in the Big 12, SEC, maybe even the Big 10, and you're those upper division teams, you got to be able to shake it off quick because there's another one coming. They got Kansas State coming in, probably a good one to play right now, but they're playing a little better. But then you go back to Kansas. So you can't let one loss become two losses in a league that's good. So the faster you can get over that and move forward, I think TJ really understands that about his team and this league. And you know, what do you do? They're up, 2.8 seconds length of the court? I don't think a lot of people would try to follow in that situation because, as TJ said, what's the chances that shot going in? It's pretty slim.
Kevin, I can just see the conversation a month from now among the three of us. Drake and or Bradley, both with somewhere between 25 and 28 wins. One of them's going to win the league, and one of them's going to be left out. I mean, they both have to play each other twice this season. But these are two really good teams, especially after Drake put a nod on you and I.
Yeah, really good teams. Here's the sad part. They changed the NIT, so now if you're the league champion, you're not necessarily invited to the NIT. They get, that second-place team, whoever finished second in Arch Madness, could be left out of postseason play altogether, Mark. That's another thing we've got to watch out for because the structure of postseason play is changing so quickly with, what happened last year. Remember all those teams that opted out of the NIT because they needed to go recruit in the transfer portal? And then you've got also they tried to start that tournament in Vegas, postseason tournament that was going to pay NIL money. So the NIT is now competing against those things also.
Drake, 19-2 now, and the Bulldogs still – the net is okay, 66, still behind Bradley, which is interesting, I find. Bradley's 18-4, and their net is 63, even though Drake still got that Vandy win, which looks good on the resume. But as you mentioned, the world has changed. So I don't know what's going to happen. But for those two to keep going, they got to basically split and beat everybody else, right?
Well, what's going to happen, though, Scott, we saw it last year, the bad loss will hurt you. So Drake loses at UIC, but UIC coming in and smacking Bradley like that, that's going to be considered a bad loss. Remember last year, Indiana State got beat at home by Illinois State. That
kept them out.
Them the bit. Yeah, that was it right there. And I keep telling Illinois State, I said, you cost the Valley a lot of money because it was going to be a two-bid league till you went to Terre Haute and beat them. Because when you talk to administrators, especially like the Valley, those points or that money that you get from advancing the tournament is huge for the administration, and they don't get the big payoffs like the Big Ten Network is getting and what you're getting from the Big 12 and so forth. So these mid-majors really struggle to get NCAA money. So the more teams they get in the tournament, the better it is. But it's going to be one bid league, guys. You get in the 60s, that's not going to do it.
Yeah, they got to move up here. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us, our Off the Glass segment each Thursday, which is brought to you by Chris Lehman with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City. Jerome Tang and Kansas State and Iowa State, they've had a few run-ins in the last couple of years. So I expect a very interesting and entertaining game. Hopefully not getting too far out of hand on Saturday. And then turning around and having to go down to Fog Allen on Monday, especially after beating Kansas in Hilton. It's going to be an interesting weekend for the Cyclones.
Well, and you made the point about, you got to flush this one, or I did. Kansas lost that overtime to Houston. Then they really struggled against Central Florida at home. So, I've seen enough of Kansas State guys. Three times in the Paradise Jam. I had them when Drake beat them down in the T-Mobile Center. This team doesn't have the toughness to go into Hilton and win this game. We'll tell you that right now. They've got some skill, but they just don't have the toughness to do it. So I'm not concerned about that game. I'm more concerned about Iowa State have to go back in to the halls of Allen Fieldhouse where the ghosts reside up in the corners. That's going to be a tough game.
Well, do you think you might want to have a conversation with Bill Self about late game situations, Kevin, after that Houston game?
Yeah. Yeah. When I get ready to do a game, I ask every coach that situation. If you're down, if you're up three, are you going to foul in the last 4 or 5 seconds? And I get numerous answers. Most of them kind of evade it and say, well, it depends on the situation. So it's a tough one now, because I think the best answer I got was from Brian Mullins at Southern Illinois. He said, if the offensive player's back is to me, we're going to foul him. But if he's facing me, we will not do it, because he'll get in that shooting motion and he might get three free throws out of it. That's the concern that coaches have.
Teams that are playing well right now. We saw one of them last night. And in fact, both these teams playing well. And Wisconsin led for about three quarters of that game last night. But tell you what, Maryland is playing as good as anybody in basketball right now in the Big Ten. And then we saw Arizona on Monday night playing very, very well. But the Houston Cougars, suddenly, they had those three non-conference losses in November. They haven't lost since.
Yeah, they've been really playing well. Kelvin Sampson, looking at his record since they've joined the Big 12, it's been amazing in league play for Houston. And Arizona, tough December, have coming on really strong. And, guys, we didn't mention Michigan State, Tom Izzo. The Spartans, how about the Spartans on top of the Big Ten?
Undefeated still at 9-0. Two-game lead right now over Purdue and Michigan. Michigan is just kind of skating by people at this present time. So, but I really like this Maryland team. You talk about teams that are tough. That Maryland team is tough.
Yeah, Kevin Willard. I've done some of his games at Seton Hall. He's a Mick Cronin protege. They look alike. They coach alike. They've got a background together with Pitino. So his teams are, what you call get down and nitty gritty type of teams. That's the way what they demand from them. But, and guys, I was a believer in this Michigan team. So they went to Purdue and just got smacked around by the Boilermakers. That was not pretty for the Wolverines.
Where can we catch your act on the next week, Kevin?
Well, I got a big shout out to our guys over at Enterprise again, because we are road warriors. Check this trip out. Right now I'm on the way back from Illinois State. So I'll let you know, great day today, but rain's on the way because it's been following me the whole trip. Clay Maffick and I get in the car tomorrow. He's picking me up at 4 o'clock. We're driving to Carbondale, Southern Illinois, 3 o'clock tip Saturday, Mark. And get this, that thing ends, it's 1 o'clock. We're going to be back in the car by 3:30. We have the tip-off, Bradley at Northern Iowa at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So we're hoping to get into Cedar Falls about 11 p.m., early morning shoot-arounds, back-to-backs. And then we got to jump on a plane Monday and be in Murray, Kentucky for a game Tuesday.
See Steve Prohm down there.
Yeah, and as my girlfriend keeps saying, Madonna, quit complaining. They're paying you to eat ice cream.
There you go. All right. Kevin, thanks. Appreciate it. Have fun. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Always a great talk. Hey, remind me to tell you about Cleveland State and Miles McFadden next week.
Maybe that'll be next week's. All right. Chris, if you're listening, and I know you are, that'll be next week's Passing the Ball. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here on our Off the Glass segment each Thursday right here, brought to you by Chris Lehman at Edge Realty Group. We'll take a break, come back. Bowling Night in America wrap up when we return.
Hungry? Quickstar's got you. Food's here, and it's hot and ready. Check out our appetizers, like crispy tornadoes, packed with bold fillings that'll keep you coming back for more. And experience Quickstar's zesty mini tacos, bite-sized, big flavor, and totally irresistible. No dinner plans? Take home and bake a freshly made cheese mountain pizza. So easy and delicious. fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quickstar.
Business owners, are you tired of hearing, "I didn't know you were here"? Frustrated that your unique story isn't being told? If your sales are flat or declining, it's time for a change. I'm Stacey Daybault, branding specialist and strategist with KZIA, and I have the solution. Brandsformation is a proven marketing system that delivers results. You'll have an entire team of experts working on your message to inspire and drive sales.
To schedule an appointment, call this station or text BRAND to 76626.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Back with you. We'll get to a couple texts here, but we need to get to Mark and a wrap-up of Bowling Night in America, and the wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America, where we ran into a buzzsaw last night.
Yeah, it was one of those nights you just tip your cap or whatever you have in your hand to the other team. Rusty Nails losing 18-12 to Pro Bowling Concepts, and nothing much we could do. Four of the five Rusty Nails had series over 650, but four of the Pro Bowling Concept bowlers were among the top nine series in the league. So it was a tough go last night. Kind of a moral victory, actually, to get 12 points.
Yeah, and we'll try it again next week. Who was the best last night?
Well, you know, because he was your opponent.
Yeah.
He beat you twice, Joel Donner with a 269 game for high game, Max Hyatt with a 739, our own Jason Cole, 696 for fourth in the league.
Very good. There were hot lanes last night. If you want to inquire about open bowling, how do you do so?
Number is 362-0136, or you can visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Yeah. Would the coach like to see West Virginia play Creighton? We'll ask him next week. A lot of ties right there. It was a terrible loss, Greg and Epworth, but Maryland's really, really good, and also said Michigan had no business beating Penn State Monday. They absolutely blew it. They did. And Sean, what's a good one about the Iowa defensive situation? We don't have enough time to get to that, but good thought right there. Rob Brooks will join us previewing a big women's basketball weekend coming up tomorrow. Mark, we'll talk then.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Gym Class, KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns,